leave the Christmas lights up till January. This is our place, we made the rules. And there's a dazzling haze, a mysterious way about you, dear. Have I known you 20 seconds, 20 years? Can I go?
He's just not right for you. And you could tell me if I'm off, but I see it on your face when you say that he's the one that you want. And you're spending all your time in this wrong situation, and anytime you want it to stop,
I know I can treat you better than he can. And any girl like you deserves a gentleman.
Can you say you'd like me to? I just wanna give you the loving that you're missing, baby. Just to wake up with you will be everything I need, and this could be so different. Tell me what you want to do.
Cause I know I can treat you better than he can. And any girl like you deserves a gentleman. Tell me why.
gentleman. Tell me, why are we wasting time on all your wasted grind when you should be with me instead? I know I can treat you better.
This is Radio Lean, KROJ 101.5 FM on your radio dial. Coming to you live from our studios at Pueblo y Salud in the city of San Fernando, this is Veronica Pimentel,
Lily Dovtian,
Brenda Villanueva,
and Cassandra Mraz.
You're listening to Pueblo y Salud's Platicando y Mejorando, an inspiring program that will promote the health and well-being of our community through intellectual, physical, economical, political and spiritual discussions. Stimulating discussions and listening pleasures will be enjoyed with experts and leaders in health, culture, music, art, and politics.
For sure, and welcome back to a little program within Platicando y Mejorando called Talk Chisme to Me. And yeah, we're going to go into our next little segment.
So we were talking about relationships, well, specifically situationships and casual dating and whatnot. But you know what? To keep the suspense flowing, we will keep the conversation onto the next session. And we're going to segue into, you know, a topic that goes with the season. Since, you know, spooky season has wrapped up, you know, we're going to go ahead and get a little personal with some of our own scary stories. And no, we're not talking about ghosts that ghost us, but actual ghosts and other parameters. So who wants to start it off?
This is Cassandra, so I'm gonna go ahead and start it off. So, you know, let's see. Oh, I think I was like maybe 10. Yeah, I was 10 and it was late at night. And we used to live in this house that my room was right next to the front door. And my bedroom door was an all glass door. Mm-hmm. And you could look out into the living room, and that living room had a big like window that you could look out into the backyard.
Was it a sliding door?
Yeah, it was like a sliding door. And so basically I would like sense things. It was really weird because I could like sense things. And so I sensed that somebody was like sitting on my bed. And then so I turned and I could feel them like kind of inching closer. And then when I kind of moved my leg, it went away.
No way.
And so then when I turned around to face the living room, I saw someone sitting on the couch and it looked like my dad. So I was like, oh, maybe he was coming to say goodnight to me. And then, so I kind of didn't think anything of it. But then I, like, didn't feel good about it. So then I checked my phone and it was, like, 2:30. And at the time, my dad worked the night shift. So he would come home around 2:30 or 3. And so I was like, oh, maybe it was my dad. And then I looked back and the figure was kind of, like, hunched over. And it was, like, looking in my direction. And it was just, like, a black figure. So then I got scared and I called my dad. I'm like, are you home? And he was like, no, why, what's wrong? And I was like, there's a man in the living room, you know? And he was like, what are you talking about? And then he's like, I'm home. And then as soon as he said that, like, I could see the lights coming into the driveway. And when I went back to turn around, because at this point I had turned back to the wall, the person wasn't there anymore.
Wow.
Yeah. And so from that point on, I never slept facing that way, because I always imagined that man would be there.
Yeah.
And stuff like that. But yeah, that's like kind of like came up, and it's like haunted me since then.
I'd have my bags packed so quick.
Yeah,
and leave my just family like, nah. Behind. I'm just kidding.
Yeah,
I would have staged the place.
Yeah, my mom had holy water, of course, in the house because we were.
You gotta pray that one out.
Yeah, super scary.
Man, I have quite a couple of ones, but one that is very memorable to me. I think I was 12 at the time, actually, and we used to live in a one-bedroom apartment, all five of us. So at the time, my parents had their bed, and I used to share my bed with my younger brother. And then my older brother used to sleep outside in a sofa bed. Now, mind you, my older brother is about, like, he's a light sleeper, pretty much. And so, you know, normally if we would try to creep in on him or something like that, he would wake up, like, right away, right? So in this particular night, my mom actually used to go to work like around 5 in the morning. So my dad would go drop her off at like 4:30 or so. And so that night, or early morning better yet, my dad had gone and dropped her off. And I want to say maybe like it felt like 5 minutes before my dad got back. Because mind you, at that time we used to have like one of those Chrysler Plymouth vans, if you guys are familiar with those. You could hear that sucker from a mile away, okay? So my dad, you know, had dropped her off. And then out of nowhere, I hear that somebody's trying to open our front door, right? I don't know why I woke up out of nowhere, but I just woke up and then it started. And so I go to the living room thinking my older brother's going to be awake. Homie is knocked out and I'm like trying to wake him up. I'm already expecting the door to, you know, fly open and robbers come and like shoot us or whatever. But it just kept going and going. And I was too scared to look through the peephole. And my brother wasn't waking up. And it was really crazy. And so the apartment buildings that we lived in at the time, they're kind of like the ones that I live in now, where, like, you have to go through a metal gate. But then, like, the building itself is, like, enclosed, kind of like the hotels, I guess you will. Like, they have long hallways. And so, you know, I was tripping out because I never heard anybody open the front gate. And so I keep hearing this, like, doorknob try to pry open. And then out of nowhere, I hear the van, right? And when it's like it knew that that was our van, and it just starts going and going, but it doesn't open. And at this point, I could feel my heart coming out my chest, and I'm tripping. I mean, and my brother's not waking up. So I'm just like, this is the day we die, right? So my dad, like, I could hear him coming in through the front gate, and it opens, and then the noise just stops. Mind you, we're like the first door in a really long hallway, right? So if they would have gone, let's say, towards my dad, towards the front of the building, my dad would have seen whoever it was, right? But I didn't hear anybody run away. Like, the noise just stopped. And so my dad comes in, and I'm like, did you see anybody? I'm like frantic, you know, like, somebody was trying to open the door. Then David wakes up. He just, and I'm like, seriously, bro? Like, now you wake up, you know? So anyway, my dad convinces me that it's a nightmare, that nobody was there. And in the morning when we woke up to get ready for school, and I look at the doorknob, the actual screws were out from the doorknob.
No way.
Yeah. So I was like, I know I wasn't dreaming it, but that to me was like the worst experience. Because honestly, to this day, I don't know what it was. There wasn't a person, that's for sure, because we never heard him run away. But that was a trip.
Damn.
Okay, now, I never had anything scary like that. My mom would always tell me, like, don't go looking for what you're not ready to find. So did you guys ever participate in playing any of the board games, like the Ouija board or like any scary stuff, like trying to find ghosts or trying to?
I gotta say, this did happen around the time that I was like obsessed with trying to find like true scary storybooks. Which that would be my next story, but I was obsessed with that, and at the time, that's when like people, or at least some of my friends, were talking about like EVP. I don't know if you guys are about like have heard of that, but that's like the white noise, like trying to find or hear things in the midst of the static or stuff. But
white noise puts me to sleep.
I love it.
Well, yeah, okay. But I'm just saying, like, you have to like be intuitive. Like, it's when you're actually looking intentionally in the white noise to hear something, I guess. But yeah.
And I just want to add, nothing scary like that happened to me, but okay, so our house, it's really old, right? And I live with my mom, grandpa, grandma at the time, and my grandma passed away a while ago, but recently I've been feeling like at my mom's house there's something, like I feel a presence. And I didn't know this, but my grandma had apparently told my mom the same thing, and she's like, I think there's someone here. And it's crazy because once I brought this up to my mom, she's like, why are you saying that? Don't say that. Your grandma used to say that. And I had no idea. So I don't know if we have some sort of sixth sense or what it is. But my room is the only room in the house without ventilation. But I don't know if that's why the air in there is so heavy. But when I go in my room, there's some sort of heaviness I feel, right? And I don't remember what time period this was, but my closet doors have mirrors on them and it's facing my bed. So one day I'm just on my bed, you know, and I had watched a show previously talking about how, you know, paranormal spirits have that green orb to them, right? So I'm on my laptop and I look over at my mirror and I see this green orb just floating there. And I'm like, okay, I must be crazy right now because I just saw the show. I'm probably imagining things. I'm checking my laptop charger because I have the Mac and, you know, it has that tiny green light. I'm like, okay, maybe it's that. Of course it wasn't. I look at my laptop. It's not even facing towards the mirror. The house next door, it shines a light through my bedroom, but there was no green light. So that was the first thing I noticed, and I just put on the covers, went to sleep. And then recently, a few months ago, I had a dream. Granted, I don't know if it's because of the dream and I just woke up, I was half asleep. But in my dream, there was a shadow figure. It was a tall man in a trench coat, but I couldn't see his face. I just knew he was a bald man with a trench coat and he was coming after me. So I woke up in the middle of the night, and I'm a really heavy sleeper. I don't wake up in the middle of the night, you know, it's not very common for me to do that. And so facing my bed is another mirror through my bathroom in my room. And I left the door open, so that mirror was facing me when I woke up, and I saw the figure in the mirror, and then I just went back to sleep. But That's what's been happening so far. Yeah,
Dana's kind of spooky.
Yeah, definitely.
It's spooky because it's a spooky season.
One more thing.
So when we first got our dog, she would come to my room and stuff. This was last year. And one day she just left my room for like 1 minute. And when she came back to my room, she was standing at the doorway and staring at a corner of my room where there was nothing. She had been in this room previously for like literally 1 minute before. She was not coming through the door. She started barking, freaking out. And then I noticed since then she hesitates to go in my room. So that's another thing.
Man, those things ain't no joke.
Yeah, for sure. Vero, do you have any spooky stories to share with us?
Some spooky stories. So like I said, I never personally got into anything like that. I know my brothers, they would always try to go to like haunted places, or they try to play the Ouija board. And so I remember one time my parents and my uncles, aunts, they all went to the casinos, and my grandpa was taking care of all of us. And my brothers were playing this game where they would choke each other and then they would pass out. Like, I forgot what it was, like, oh, blacking out. Mm-hmm. And so they did that with my cousin, who's always had like a sixth sense. And so sure enough, she gets passed out and they freak out because then they can't wake her up. So then they tell my grandpa and he's trying to wake her up. So once they actually get her to wake up, she's explaining to our parents once they got there how the house used to look. And my dad, being the owner of that house, he was like, I was the only one who saw that layout of the house. And so,
whoa.
Yeah, she was the only one who, she was able to describe, like, she's like, there was a laundry room here and blah, blah, blah. And she's like, and then there was this man. She's like, this man, she looks over to my aunt. She's like, this man told me to tell you that your baby is okay. And so that's when, like, all of the parents get super quiet and, like, they just look at each other. And my aunt just starts crying. And she's like, I had an abortion a couple years ago, or, like, back a long time ago. She's like, that no one knew about. And so, yeah, it was this whole thing where I was like, I can't play these games. Yeah.
That's crazy.
I was so scared. I told my parents, I was like, don't you dare leave to the casinos again.
Yeah, no, that's a trip.
Yeah, she's always had the sixth sense. And so, yeah, my dad was really freaked out. He's like, okay, like, I know that they're not playing, because he's like, I only knew the layout of the house because that's how it was when I bought the house. And so he obviously fixed it up so that the rest of the family could move, or the rest of his siblings or whatever could move in, which is the house that my grandma lived in. But it was just creepy, like super, super creepy. And the way that she described the guy was like, my aunt was like, where did you see this guy? She's like, I've seen him as well. She's like, but I've seen him in this hallway. And so, yeah, it was just so creepy. I was like, I can't play these. That's why, like, my mom would always tell me, nunca busques lo que no quieres encontrar. Never look for what you're not ready to find.
Yeah, as a person that's been through that, sure. I can definitely certify. Don't go looking for what you're not ready for, because when it pops, you know. And before I get to the story that initiated all that, you know, just to take a little bit of the spooks away from you, why don't we listen to some tunes before we spook y'all some more?
Quizás esta vez será la última vez que tú sepas de mí. Es que en verdad no sé qué nos pasó. Si todo te daba la luna, ya no brilla sin ti. Estés donde estés, quiero que sepas que escucho tu voz y que yo vivo extrañándote. Que no hay distancia entre tú y yo. Seguir amándote, que necesito hacerte el amor como la primera vez, que aún recuerdo tu olor y cada lunar de tu piel. Quiero volver. Hacer lo que haya que hacer para siempre.
estar mi corazón de piel. Que sepas que escucho tu voz y que yo vivo extrañándote, que no hay distancia entre tú y yo, que mi vida seguirá amándote, que necesito hacerte el amor como la primera vez, que aún recuerdo tu olor y cada lunar de tu piel. Quiero volver.
Mama's always got thoughts sit like in New York City. I'm 1,000 miles away, but girl, tonight you look so pretty. Yes, you do. Times Square can shine as bright as you. I swear it's true. Hey there, Delilah, don't you worry about the distance. I'm right there if you get lonely. Give this song another listen. Close your eyes. Listen to my voice, it's my disguise. I'm by your side. Oh, it's what you do to me. Oh, it's what you do to me. What you do to me. Hey there, Delilah, I know times are getting hard, but just believe me, girl, someday I'll pay the bills with this guitar. We'll have it good. We'll have the life we knew we would. My word is good. Hey there, Delilah, I've got so much left to say. If every simple song I wrote to you take your breath away, I'd write it all. Even more in love with me, you'd fall. We'd have it all. Oh, it's what you do to me. 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 1,000 miles seems pretty far, but they've got planes and trains and cars. I'd walk to you if I had no other way. Our friends would all make fun of us, and we'll just laugh along, because we know that none of them have felt this way. Delilah, I can promise you that by the time we get through, the world will never ever be the same, and you're to blame. Delilah, you be good and don't you miss me. 2 more years and you'll be done with school, and I'll be making history like I do. You'll know it's all because of you. We can do whatever we want to. Hey there, Delilah, here's to you. This one's for you. What you do to me. Oh, it's what you do to me. Oh, it's what you do to me. Oh, it's what you do to me. What you do to me.
What kind of a boyfriend would forget that? Who would forget that? The type of guy who doesn't see what he has until she leaves. Don't let me go. Cause without me, you know you're lost. Wise up now, we'll pay the cost.
Was your boyfriend, I'd never let you go. I could take you places you ain't never been before. Baby, take a chance or you'll never ever know. I got money in my hands that I really like to blow. Swipe, swipe, swipe on you. Chilling by the fire while we eating fondue. I don't know about me, but I know about you. So say hello to falsetto in 3, 2, swipe.
I'd like to be everything you want. Hey girl, let me talk to you.
If I was your boyfriend, never let you go. Keep you on my arm, girl, you'd never be alone. And I could be a gentleman, anything you want. If I was your boyfriend, never let you go.
Tell me what you like, yeah, tell me what you don't. I could be a Buzz Light, yeah, fly across the globe. I don't ever wanna fight, yeah, you already know. I'ma make you shine bright like you're laying in the snow. Bar. Girlfriend, girlfriend, you could be my girlfriend. You could be my girlfriend into the upper world, yes. Make you dance, do a spin and a twirl. And boys going crazy on this hook like a whirlwind, swaggy.
I'd like to be everything you want. Hey, girl, let me talk to you.
If I was your boyfriend, never let you go. Keep you on my arm, girl, you'd never be alone. I could be a gentleman, anything you want. If I was your boyfriend, never let you go. Never let you go.
So give me a chance, cause you're all I need, girl. Spend a week with your boy, I'll be calling you my girlfriend. If
How we ran around. I don't know why you don't take me downtown anymore. sitting in the corner. They want to stroll on a city sidewalk. I got a dress that'll show a little but you ain't getting if you don't come pick me up. Show me off. You might be tired, but I'm not. And I don't know why you don't take me downtown like you got anywhere better to be. Talk it up and give me the go round round like a good time tease. I'm only counting on your cancellation when I should be counting on you at my door. Did you forget about how we went around? I don't know why you don't take me downtown anymore. Should be counting on you at my door. Did you forget about how we ran around? I don't know why you don't take me downtown anymore. Yeah, I don't know why you don't take me downtown. I don't know why you don't take me downtown anymore. I just don't get it.
You so fucking precious when you smile. Yeah. Hit it from the back and drive you wild. Yeah. Girl, I lose myself up in those eyes. I just had to let you know you're mine. On your body, I don't wanna waste no time. Feels like forever, even if forever's tonight. Just lay with me. What's this not a way with me? You're mine. I can look away, I just gotta say, I'm so fucking happy you're alive.
This is Radio Lean, KROJ 101.5 FM on your radio dial. Coming to you live from our studios at Pueblo y Salud in the city of San Fernando, this is Veronica Pimentel.
Lily Doftian.
Brenda Villanueva.
And Cassandra Mraz. So guys, before we get into our program, we're going to share some community events happening throughout the week, as well as today. And the first one we're going to talk about is being put on by LA City Councilwoman Monica Rodriguez. She represents the 7th District, and she is actually having Dia de los Muertos festival starting today, November 2nd, as well as tomorrow, Sunday, November 3rd. So there's going to be art, music, food, and just celebrating, you know, the tradition of the holiday. And it's all going to be at Pacoima City Hall. But if you guys have any more questions or want to know what kind of booths they're going to be having and stuff like that, feel free to visit PacoimaDayOfTheDead.com. Another event that's also happening that is being hosted by the councilwoman is the councilwoman in partnership with CD7's Veterans Committee is having a salute to veterans on Sunday, November 10th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. And it's going to be at the Richie Valens Recreation Center. The address for that is 10731 Laurel Canyon Boulevard, Pacoima, California, 91331. So the opening ceremony begins at 10 a.m. and there's going to be live performances from Bob Hope, USO, as well as a 2790 Elks Band. So basically, the event is going to entail learning about veterans benefits, and then veterans also eat for free that day. And then food trucks will be available, as well as free popcorn and snow cones. And then this event is open to everybody, friends, family, kids of all ages, adults of all ages. And if you have any more questions in regards to this event, feel free to call Monica Rodriguez's Sylmar District Office at 818-756-8409.
All right. And with that, we also have other events coming up. Comisión Femenil of the San Fernando Valley is having a Friendsgiving mixer to harvest friendships. That will be taking place next week on November 8th. At the San Fernando Aquatic Center. It'll be starting at 6:30 p.m. and the address is 208 Park Avenue, San Fernando, California, 91340. We're also going to have a Kappa Summit next week, and that is going to be in the California Endowment Center, which will also happen next week on Thursday, November 7th. And for more information, you could just go ahead and register at alcoholjustice.org.
Yeah, we also have some more events. At Rec Park, we have the Día de los Muertos 5K Relay Walk or Run and Cultural Arts Festival. It will be at Rec Park. And then at the San Fernando Park, the Cesar Chavez Park. Sorry, cut. Join us at the Day of the Dead Community Festival at the San Fernando Rec Park. It will begin from 8 a.m. till 4 p.m. There will be arts, crafts. There's also a 5K going on. So there will be a family altar, art exhibit, sugar skulls, face painting, food. There will be free children workshops, family photo booth, ballet folklorico, drumming, leyendas, so storytelling, poetry, mariachi, and so much more.
Yeah, for sure. And then for those folks listening from the Antelope Valley, today there's also a festival, Dia de los Muertos Fiesta, happening from 10 to 6 p.m. In the Ponceilton Square. And the address for that is 38315 9th Street East, Palmdale, California, 93550. And that event actually charges, so make sure, you know, to bring forms of payment to get into the festival. And then if you're looking to get into some sort of politics within the city of Palmdale, feel free to check out a general plan advisory committee happening Wednesday, November 13th from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. at the Shamboli Cultural Center, which is located at 38350 Sierra Highway, Palmdale, California, 93550. But yeah, feel free to check out those events out. But yeah, do you guys want to get into some more spooky stories before we close it off for the afternoon?
Sure, why not? Just kind of how I was saying that there was events that led up to the prior spooky story that I had. So I think part of the reason too was because when I was a little 12-year-old me, I was a little too curious for my own good. And I kind of want to say that these events started with this book that caught my eye. So in my English class, our teacher actually had her own library that we could check books out from, right? And I was a total nerd, so I always used to check out books all the time. And at the moment, I actually had already checked out a book, and it must have been on some whatever novel. Honestly, I don't even remember that novel that I had checked out. But her rule was that you can only check out a book at a time. And then out of nowhere, there was this book that caught my eye. It was called Chills Run Down My Spine. And the artwork in the front, like, I still remember it to this day. It had, like, kind of like a skeleton in the front with a monocle. If you guys know what that is, in the top hat. And in the background, it was like a tunnel, like a train going inside the tunnel. There was a cemetery. It was just like, it looked like a sketch, basically, right? So it caught my eye. Well, I took it without permission, right? And then, it's not surprising coming from me, I guess. But anyway, I started reading the book, and what caught my attention is that anytime I would read the book, I would hear wind creak through the door. Like, if you guys have ever heard, like, on windy days when, like, it goes through the door, it makes, like, this whistling sound.
Yeah, for sure.
So, anyway, it caught my attention, and for some reason it didn't really scare me, but I was intrigued. I was like, that's kind of interesting, right? So on a Sunday afternoon, after my church service, I invited one of my friends from church to come over my house. And I had already commented to her, like, you know, I borrowed this book, and every time I read it, you know, the wind blows through. And mind you, this is like close to summer, so it's close to the end of the school year, so it's like around May or so. So she comes over and she was like, I don't believe you, this and that, right? I start reading a story, and I think the story was about hitchhiker or something like that. To be honest, I don't think I read the story. I finished reading the story, but so I start reading it, and every time I start reading it, sure enough, like clockwork, wind starts rustling through the door. And so she's like, that's a trip, like, what, it's not windy. And so she starts freaking out a bit, right? And I'm laughing, mind you. I'm just like still like skeptical, but at the same time intrigued.
Yeah, I would be too.
And so, and I keep reading it, and every time I read it, same thing. And then out of nowhere, mind you, this whole time my mom's napping in the room, and so out of nowhere we hear all the shampoos and stuff in our tub like just fall, right? Like if somebody just kind of like swept it out and threw it into the tub. So we got scared. Then my mom, of course, wakes up and she's like, stop messing around. I'm like, we're in the living room, you know? And then I go, which is weird because our shampoos were not on the tub. They were hanging on like this little like cage like thing. So it's like, how did they fall? Because the cage thing was still hanging, but the shampoos and everything were on the floor. I mean, well, on the tub. And we were like, that's kind of weird. So that really scared my friend, right? And she was like, nope, I'm going home. I was like, okay, relax, relax. It's not that big of a deal, right? So we start going outside. And that front gate that I told you guys about in the prior story, that leads, basically when you open that gate, there's like a little mini lobby. And that lobby area is tiled. And then to go into the hallway, you just make a little right turn. And there's carpet, right? So we walk up to where the carpet meets the tile, and out of nowhere, we see that metal door fling open, basically. There's no wind, mind you, and even if there is wind, like, it's locked. Like, there's no way it could just open up, right? So it flings open, and out of nowhere, we hear steps. Like, you just hear them, like, right? But we're not seeing anything. And I don't know if you guys have noticed, but when people walk past you, like, there's kind of like a little wind that comes from that.
Yeah.
So the door opens, we hear the steps, we feel the breeze of somebody walking, we hear it going up the stairs because there's two stories in this building, and then it just walks down the hall, opens up one of the apartment doors, and it stops, right? I'm just like, no way did that just happen, right? I'm like not scared for whatever reason, I'm not scared. And my friend, mind you, she was like darker than me, like I'm kind of dark, but she was way darker. She was white at that moment. Like, she, like, her blood left her face. And she was like, I'm calling my mom right now, and I am never, ever coming to your house again. She was like, I don't know what kind of book you're reading, this and that. Like, you shouldn't mess with that. Like, you know, I'm not coming to your house until you stop doing this crap, because that's not cool. You shouldn't mess with spiritual stuff, this and that. And I was like, I'm just reading scary stories. Like, I don't, you know, it was a trip. But anyway, that happened. She really never did come back. But the funny thing is that I think that's what triggered the other incident, because I wasn't scared. In that particular incident, even though I didn't see the thing, I felt it, I heard it, it didn't really scare me. But I feel like it was one of those things that was like, oh, you're not scared yet, huh? And boom, fast forward to that night with the doorknob. But that was a trip.
Damn, that's really scary. I think I would have left too, like, your friend never would have came back if that kept happening to me.
No, and then the cherry on top of this story is that I returned the book without, like, I snuck it back in. And so I've kept feeling like, not like, I don't know, I wasn't at peace. So I told the teacher, I'm so sorry for taking your book and this and that, like, you know, just, I felt like confessing would kind of help out. But she looked at me and she was like, I've never had that book. I know my entire library. That book is not part of the library. And I was like,
no way.
Great. So apparently a book chased me and haunted me. So
yeah, for sure. And then before we segue into the end of the program, Brenda, do you want to share the community, the one last community event that we have?
Yeah, it's a gonna be a Thanksgiving party at the Plaza del Valle, which is on the 8600 Van Nuys Boulevard, Panorama City. It's gonna be Sunday, November 24th, 2019, and it's gonna be from 7 p.m. to 11 p.m. And there's gonna be lots of bands. So for you Mexicans that love your norteñas, corridos, and banda and all of that, you should come on through. It's gonna be a free to the public, pretty much. So come check it out.
Yeah, for sure. And then with that, we want to thank you guys for tuning in and listening to Pueblo y Salud's program, Platicando y Mejorando. Feel free to check us out every Saturday from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on 101.5 FM or at www.pys.org. We hope you guys had a safe Halloween and then a safe weekend of celebrating Dia de los Muertos. And yeah, we'll see you guys on the flip side. Bye, booze.
Quiero que me vuelvan a mirar tus ojos. Amor, amor, amor. Amor, amor, amor. Quiero volver a besar tus labios rojos. ¿Cómo no acordarme de ti? ¿De qué manera olvidarte? Si todo me recuerda a ti, en todas partes estás tú.
some other chick. Yeah, yeah, that hurt me, I'll admit. Forget that, but I'm over it. I hope she getting better sex. Hope she ain't picking it like I did, babe. Took for long, it's a call it quits. Forget that, but I'm over it. Guess I should say thank you for the hate juice and the tattoos. Oh, baby, I'm cool, by the way. And sure, I loved you anyway. Go ahead, babe, I'ma live my life. My life, yeah. Shout out to my ex, you're really quite the man. You made my heart break and that made me who I am. Here's to my ex, hey, look at me now. I'm on the way up, I swear you'll never bring me down. Shout out to my ex, you're really quite the man. You made my heart break and that made me who I am. Here's to my ex, hey, look at me now. I'm on the way up, I swear you'll never bring me down. Oh, I deleted all your pics, then blocked your number from my phone. Yeah, yeah, you took all you could get, but you ain't getting this line no more. Cause now I'm living so legit. Even though you broke my heart too, baby, but I snap right back, I'm so brand new, baby.
I'm so brand new.
Cuando llueve.